11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it? Merry Christmas, everyone. We're gearing up for Boxing Day, the championship, of course. Like that, Pete?
11 reindeer on one side, 11 reindeer on the other side.
Nice. Yeah, maybe we should re-record it for Christmas. I'll kill that now. You well?
Yeah, not bad.
Looking forward to Crimbo?
Yeah, I am. Still reading after the last couple of weeks.
We've had no luck on the naps.
Yeah, sometimes I think I've picked out one or two really good ones, and sometimes I think I've picked out some absolute honkers, including Millwall last weekend. Just felt that against Bolton, who had no strikers available, Millwall would be able to get over the line, but... Yeah, so this weekend, this Boxing Day, it's happening. It's happening, I'm telling you.
A little bird tells me that... you've got, it's a robin, in fact, that you've got a Boxing Day stat for us.
I have, yeah. And just to start things off, just to get the cockles warmed, I had a little look at the previous Boxing Day fixtures over the last 3 years, because I was wondering, are there any trends, is there early goals, late goals, whatever. But one trend that really stuck out to me, nine games over the last three Boxing Day fixtures, nine games, that's what, over 36 ties, have been overs. The rest have all been unders.
Really?
So it's a huge, huge weekend to play your under 2.5 goals if you fancy it. Now, I've had a £1 nibble on the 1,700 odd to one on unders in every single game, all 12 games. That's just obviously a little Christmas bit of fun. You can play it in trebles, or you know, if you want to put a decent amount of money on, or you can just use it to inform your betting this weekend.
Yeah.
But in the last three seasons, the over 2.5 would have landed just nine games of the last, all of the fixtures. So that's, what, 36, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just something to bear in mind. Yeah. Little stat that I picked out earlier on.
Very good. Let's. Pete's going to
look. As you can tell, I'm serious this week.
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm all over.
I'm serious every week, but this week I really am. I'm serious this week.
Yeah, right. Pete's picked out six featured games, and he's also, as a little added bonus, going to zip through the rest of them as well when we've done the six featured games, which are Brentford, Ipswich, Borough, Forest, Birmingham Derby, Bolton, Blackburn, Rotherham, Huddersfield, and the TV game Watford versus Wolves. Then we'll rip through the rest of them in a kind of a quick fire round, if we can do such a thing. Let's start with Brentford, though. They're 13-10 to beat the Tractor Boys, who are 11-5, and the price for the draw is exactly the same, 11-5. This is... third versus second, of course. 40 points, Brentford. 41 for Ipswich. It's got a bit of an unfamiliar look to it at the top of the championship table, hasn't it, Pete? Not in terms of form, of course, but some kind of unfashionable teams up there at the moment. Both these sides in great form. Brentford's only defeat in the last eight was against Huddersfield Town when they lost 2-1 in West Yorkshire. Ipswich similarly strong at the moment, and their only defeat in the last I think it's 18 games was against Cardiff away from home. Should be a good one.
Yeah, Ipswich was superb against Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough have a real trouble whenever you are back in it, on Borough going away to Ipswich, back Ipswich. Middlesbrough's record away Ipswich is absolutely abysmal, and they were poor. They were very poor. Ipswich deserved everything they got from that 2-0 victory. They were superb. But look at Ipswich away from home, because that of course was Middlesbrough going to Ipswich. This has been teams going to Ipswich this season. What they've been is phenomenally hard to beat away from home. Just two away losses all season, being at the Medeski and being of course in Wales against Cardiff. But they've also not picked up a huge amount of wins either. One against Wigan, one against Blackpool, one against Charlton. Now, maybe Charlton's not part of that, but, you know, Wigan aren't a great side, Blackpool aren't a great side, so they're not actually winning away games massively, and certainly not against excellent teams, like, for example, Brentford. Brentford playing fantastic football at the moment. At home, and we backed Brentford and both teams to score on the podcast before last, and they were superb against Blackburn. Went 1-0 up, obviously, were pegged back and went on to win 3-1. But, you know, 2-1 against a great side in Derby, 2-1 against Fulham, 4-0 over Wolves, 3-1 over Blackburn. Brentford are absolutely flying. Just one home loss for them all season. So first and foremost, as good as Ipswich are, their away form, it may well, you know, if that kind of punter, which is fair enough, you might want to play the plus a goal at 6-10 for Ipswich, because, like I say, they've not been winning a huge amount of away games, but they sure as hell ain't been losing a lot of away games. But for me, Brentford are so, so strong. 13-10 is a great price, but I love Brentford and both teams to score at 16-5. That is a great way for me to start your bets this weekend. And of course, as we've already said in the past, you've got to look really at the moment when the goal scorer markets come live at Gray, of course, as well. He was just scoring rafts and rafts of goals, Andre Gray, and certainly at home. Scored against Derby, didn't score against Fulham, but bagged against Wolves and bagged in their last home game against Blackburn Rovers. So when the goal scorers come live, get your cash on Andre Gray as well. But for me, Brentford win this match.
Middlesbrough take on Nottingham Forest. Middlesbrough just drifted down a little bit, but only 3 points off the top of the table. So it's hardly panic station. Second best goal difference in the division as well, behind the league leaders Bournemouth. Forest are 8 points behind Middlesbrough in ninth position. So both these teams with designs on the playoffs at the very least. Nottingham Forest, 3 straight draws. Two of them at home against Charlton and Leeds, and 1 away at Rotherham. Their away form in general has been all right. They don't win many games, especially not in recent times. It's just a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? Middlesbrough, yeah, I mean, that defeat against Ipswich, you've just mentioned it, Pete. You shouldn't really, I mean, no one should really panic about that. That's only their second defeat in the last 14 games, I make it.
They're a very, very strong side. But they've got a trouble with Ipswich. It's as simple as that, really. Tony Mowbray had it. Steve McLaren, to a certain extent, I think in his time at Ipswich, Middlesbrough had it. Gordon Strachan had it. Everyone's had it. For some reason, Middlesbrough can't do anything at Ipswich. They really, really struggle there. But they're a great side, and they've still got plenty of choice to mix things up. And it was a poor performance against Ipswich, in which Ipswich were excellent as well. But they win this game for me, absolutely. Forest, you know, they've only won 3 away games all season. You know, 2 of those were back-to-back early season when they were looking very, very good indeed. They've since been to Huddersfield and Birmingham and lost. Drawing against Rotherham, but we know Rotherham are a really tight, difficult-to-beat side, but obviously a side struggling to pick up wins. And a 2-2 draw at Watford, you've got to give them credit, it's a good result. And yes, Borough 3 draws from the last 5 games as well. So you've got all that mixed in. But first and foremost, if you're wanting to back Forest here, Middlesbrough haven't lost 2 games in a row all season. If you take out, say, cup games, they did lose 2 games in a row in the league. You know, if you're talking just actual games, you know, competitive games, they've not lost 2 in a row all season. You expect a response from them. You expect a response. And if you look at their championship form as well, they more often than not have got a response. You know, the win away at Huddersfield after that sticky run of losses, the loss before that against Leeds, they beat Bolton. You know, this is a Borough side who can respond well. Didn't win after the loss to Wolves. They went and drew, but that was again against a very good Watford side. So 4-5 for Middlesbrough is very, very, very decent indeed, in my opinion. And also, it's worth having a little look further down here, because I think that at right back, and certainly the right-hand side, Forest are a little bit exposed. I think certainly when I've seen them over a couple of times this season, from the right-hand side, it looked quite weak. So it might well be worth looking to some of the guys on the left, the likes of Adam Reach, for example, anytime at 13-5, the Middlesbrough youngster. You could look a little bit further down even again and look at Ben Gibson anytime at 7-1. Doesn't really score any goals, the centre-back. Does play on the left-hand side, of course, as well. But also, he's just been voted one of the best under-21s players of the year. He's spoken this week about how much that's buoyed him and how he wants to add goals to his, you know, excellent defensive record. Any time at 7-1 is great. But for me, this is the beginning of Middlesbrough going on a run. The only thing I'd say is, after today, historically again, Middlesbrough have a real problem in January. So just bear that in mind. If you are betting, we'll see how they get on. But for this game, I can back Forest.
Let's have a look at Birmingham versus Derby next, shall we? Birmingham are 23-10. Derby are 6-5. It's 23-10 the price for the draw. Well, Derby, you look at the form guide, the last six matches, and there are just two wins in there. One of them came away at Watford. One of them came at home to Brighton. There is the League Cup defeat against Chelsea in there, of course, as well. So that's to be taken into consideration. I mean, the 2-2 draw against Norwich, Pete, you know, from getting the penalty in the 55th minute, I expected them to see that game out. I ended up conceding an 89th minute equaliser. It's the away form, isn't it? I mean, you know, losing 2-0 at Leeds and 2-0 at Borough is not so bad. You know, they're a promotion rival, but losing 2-0 at Leeds, you just wonder. Three defeats in four away from home now.
Yeah, but then the other one of those Brentford, against Brentford.
Yeah, fair enough.
So it's kind of like, I know what you're saying, but I think Birmingham are excellent value here. Oh. Because Derby, more than anything, more importantly than anything, have looked wildly unconvincing. And I think if you're looking for value, then a side who have looked convincing, especially at home, which is what Birmingham have done, three wins in the last five. And yes, they've beaten some struggling sides, but they also beat Watford, who were a very decent team. Drew with Cardiff, of course, and the 8-0 we can't even begin to count anymore because that was a different time. And I've got to say, you know, Gary Rowett's done a great job there. Four wins from five, if you look at just their form as well. That one time I did nap them, of course. They lost the way at Blackpool, so thanks for that. But no, 23-10 is a wonderful, wonderful bit of pricing, I think, for this game. Look at your plus of goals, you know, the likes of your 4-6 double chance, if you will. The draw no bet at 6-4. But Derby is struggling. You know, they're getting send-ins off. You know, Buxton's obviously still suspended. One win in five. I mean, they just look like they're going through a really bad patch, and now might be the best time to take advantage of that bad patch. Also, though, goal-wise, well worth looking, I think, at David Cottrell as well at 14-5. Great bit of value for me. Back-to-back goals in back-to-back home games against Forest and against Reading. He's 14-5 anytime. But, you know, not even that. He scored, of course, in the last game against Huddersfield, too. So you've got a guy in fantastic goal-scoring form. You know, three goals in the last, three games, and you're getting him in the market at 14-5. I'll take that for that kind of record.
Yeah, seems decent, that, doesn't it? Bolton, Blackburn next. Bolton are priced up at 6-4. Blackburn are 9-5, and it's 11-5 the price for the draw. Blackburn 8th on 34 points. Bolton 16th on 26 points. Pete mentioned already, they chinned that Millwall nap, and to be fair to Bolton, you know, they're not amazing, but they haven't lost a game now since Halloween. Which is quite surprising, really. A lot of draws in there and not many goals from them, Pete. But they've got the bit between the teeth, and the home form is pretty good, to be fair. That 0-0 against Ipswich was the first time they dropped any points since the 4th of October. They'd beaten Brentford, beaten Cardiff, beaten Wigan, all scoring three goals in each of them, and beaten Huddersfield. Blackburn, maybe the form has just started to shake a little bit, and away from home they don't win many matches.
No. I'm going again here. My argument last weekend was that Bolton would have no fit strikers. It sounds like they're still not going to have any real fit strikers for this game. It didn't stop them, of course, against Millwall, that 1-0 victory. But my argument that day about Millwall was that I thought Millwall had enough to outscore them. You know, even two goals I thought would win the game for Millwall, which it would have done. But of course, Bolton, absolute credit to them, got a great win. And under Neil Lennon, it's been a wonderful transformation. So much more organised, so much tighter. They look a lot fitter to me as well, if I'm honest with you. I really like Dougie Freedman, really liked him. But, you know, sometimes a change is brilliant for a club, even if a manager who's left was very, very good. And, you know, they just looked a little bit stale, and they look fresh, they look fit, they're organised, they're being ruthless at times. The 1-0 win over Huddersfield, the 1-0 win over Millwall. But again, with Blackburn, you know, cracking win over Charlton, losing at Brentford is fine. The loss against Sheffield Wednesday wasn't good enough. But, you know, I just look at Blackburn here at 9-5, and as good as Bolton's home form has been, you know, there'll be some people listening now going, well, look at Bolton's home form. 6-4 is a great bit of value. And fair enough, that's your argument. But for me, with the goals that Blackburn have got in them, possibly the last couple of games at the club for the likes of Rudi Gested and Jordan Rhodes, who are both heavily, heavily being linked with moves away from the club. So with all of that, you know, in mind, you've really, really got to be getting involved, in my opinion, in Blackburn. I think they're going to be very, very, very good value in this game. Even money draw, no bet, if you want to get yourself some of that valuable insurance, because I don't blame you. Bolton's home form is good, but I'm definitely going, definitely, I'm really strong, in fact, on Blackburn this weekend. Also really strong on Rudi Gestede. Now, he's 5-4 any time. He scored in 5 back-to-back Blackburn Rovers away games. He is looking so, so dangerous. If there are rumours that he's going to leave the club, and that they're true, or so there is rumours he's going to leave the club, but if they turn out to be true, he's going to want to keep every goal, could be an extra couple of grand in his pocket. He'll want to score goals anyway because he's a striker. But, you know, these things can really matter ahead of a transfer. They're bargaining chips. So it's not like he's not going to want to go for it. A guy who's already played superbly this season, 5-4 any time. But my money's with Blackburn this weekend.
Interesting one. Rotherham versus Huddersfield is the next game we'll look at. South versus West Yorkshire, 7-5, 21-10, and 21-10 for the Terriers as well. Two teams who are... Well, going to be battling against relegation for the rest of the season, you'd imagine. There is a bit of a cushion down to Brighton on 19 points. They're 4 points below Millwall, and then these two are a point above Millwall, with Huddersfield having the worst goal difference. So they're in 20th. The Millers are in 19th. I always think when we get to Christmas, Pete, not only because you've got lots of games back-to-back, but I also think teams who are kind of looking down the table start to get a little bit of fear in them. I wonder if the draw will be paramount in their minds. Not losing, I guess, is what I'm saying to both teams.
I just looked at this game. I looked at the draw. I won't deny it. 21-10, I had a really serious look at that game being a draw. But the longer I looked... And you know what? You're absolutely right. And we've seen Steve Evans. He can get his players G'd up for the massive games. Boxing Day is a massive game. You know, whatever it is, it's a massive game. Chris Powell's a cracking manager, but he's still got a lot of work to do at Huddersfield, which I've got to say, a lot of which is still him trying to clean up what was there when he arrived. But their away form and the teams they've lost to as well. Okay, losing at Derby, fine, move on. But the loss and the way they lost against Fulham, the loss against Bolton, a narrow 1-0 that they really, you could argue, maybe shouldn't have lost, but Bolton got the win. And then getting spanked at Norwich. They look devoid of confidence. And even though Rotherham haven't won at home since the 17th of October, that win over Leeds, I just think that they're so tight that they're going to be able to squeeze this out of Huddersfield. They really do. 7-5, again, well worth it. Because I think Steve Evans is the kind of manager who, for games like this, you know, like completely agree with you, Lee. This is the kind of game where you go, right, Boxing Day. It's almost like the new year has started already on Boxing Day, isn't it? Let's get this game done. Let's go. And they'll fly at it. There's no New Year's Day game. So this is the special occasion Christmas game, isn't it, that we're talking about right now. So for me, I think it'll do me deliciously. That's 7-5 on Rotherham in what is a tight, pretty local game. I think Rotherham will come out on top. Therefore, do I think they're going to smash Huddersfield? What, 3-0, 5-0, like, for example, Norwich did? No. Rotherham by a goal. That would do Steve Evans the world. He would be delighted with Rotherham by a goal. That's 3-1.
The TV game on Boxing Day at 5:30 p.m. Watford take on Wolves. Watford are 10-11 to win at home. It's 5-2 the draw and 3-1 for Wolverhampton Wanderers, who have been dropping down the table. Just started to arrest that slump, though. They went on that five-game losing streak in the Championship. Beat Wednesday at Hillsborough and then got the draw against Brighton to just steady the ship a little bit, although they'll probably be a little bit disappointed about the draw against Brighton, seeing as they're in the bottom three. Watford also had a tiny bit of a wobble. They lost four, maybe a bit more than tiny, lost four on the spin, and then have now won three on the spin, Pete. Seem to have the confidence back, don't they, Watford?
Yeah, they've got their swagger back. They've just got quite a lot, really. You know, it could well be for Wolves as well. You're looking at a bit of a stronger side. You know, Landell and Dicko are both coming back and should be almost 100% ready now. Yes, they got a cracking win the other day, an important win as well, of course, late on against Sheffield Wednesday. And, of course, they snatched that draw against 10-man Brighton too. But, I think Watford are the pick here. I know they lost to Cardiff at home on a bad day for them, really. And the game that Cardiff did well, but, you know, bad day for Watford. And losing again at home to Derby, I'm not going to penalise them for that. Wolves, what, I mean, one away win again since October. Not really playing brilliantly against some sides who, you know, OK, Brentford and Bournemouth, superb teams, but losing comprehensively to Forest. And then again, you look at Wolves, generally speaking, Ipswich, Derby, fair enough. So they've lost the good teams. And I just think that Watford are one of those good teams. That's been the problem for Wolves pretty much all season. Ipswich, Derby, Brentford, Bournemouth, when they've come up against a good team, they've failed to win the match. Watford at 10-11, therefore, is a very, very handy piece of value. Now, Matthijs Vydra is the anytime goal scorer you could look at. Obviously, 21-20. Deeney's off the back of a brace, and he's 21-20 as well. But I really like the look here of Almin Abdi. 2-1, superb. You look at his record recently, scored the winner against Reading, didn't score against Wigan, but scored twice against Fulham, and you're getting him at 2-1. But any one of those three choices, very, very good indeed.
They're the feature games that we said we would preview, and we've done that. We've fulfilled the promise.
We have. We're not liars.
We've got six more games on Boxing Day, and Pete has just for Christmas, just for you lot, he's decided to look at these as well. So we're going to do a little quick. I don't know how quick this quick fire will be, and don't feel it has to be quick fire. Mm. But I'll run through them, Pete. I'll give the odds in the match, and you can give us your thoughts. Is that sound fair?
That sounds lovely.
Charlton Cardiff, 1 PM kickoff, 2-1. The London side, 9-4 the draw, and the Welsh are 11-8. Which way you go here?
I'm going right down the middle here with the draw, Lee, at 9-4. You look at Charlton's form recently, 3 draws from the last 5. You can extrapolate that and have, 5 draws from the last 6. They are a side who are very organised, are a good side as well, may I argue. They're hard to beat at home, and Cardiff will be delighted with the draw. Their away form has been patchy of late, but again, even if you go back to last season, pepper with draws. So 9-4 draw.
Leeds United versus Wigan, not in the rugby league. 13-10, the Leeds United side. 23-10, the draw. And Wigan are 7-4. Wigan, of course, in the bottom three, Pete. Leeds, not a million miles off relegation trouble either.
No, and I actually think today, though, that Leeds will pull themselves, say today, on Boxing Day, they will pull themselves into a victory. Wigan are still floundering. They're still really, really struggling. You know, Malky Mackay's just trying to find that balance, trying to find the right team ethic, and he can't get it, and Wigan are really, really struggling. My bet here, quite simply, would be Leeds by a goal, because I think they have shown flashes, and I know there's been poor second halves. They're a side who lose a lot of second halves, and I appreciate that they're still nowhere near 100% or even close to that, but what I do think they are is a side who are better knit than Wigan, and I think Wigan really struggling, lost a lot of their games recently by a goal, lost by a goal against Rotherham, by a goal against Watford, by a goal against Norwich, by a goal against Sheffield Wednesday. So my bet here is Leeds by a goal at 16-5.
Next up, Brighton versus Reading, 6-5 Brighton, 23-10 the draw, 23-10 the price for Reading. The more attentive among you will have already heard that I've mentioned that Brighton are, of course, in the bottom three. Reading are having a torrid time as well, though, Pete, aren't they? Only 6 points above Brighton, and they're sinking like a stone.
Yeah, and away from home, they're absolutely abominable. Of late, you know, 4 losses from 5, 1 win away at Norwich, of course, but generally unbackable away from home. Only a moron, only some kind of absolute fool would be trying to find a positive way in on back in Reading. I can't even begin to imagine what a moron like that would be like. But what I will say is I quite like Reading this weekend at 23-10. Steve Clark will have had his hands on them for a little bit longer now. He'll have certainly started to improve them. They lost narrowly against Watford, and fair enough, you know, Watford are a good side. Reading looked decent in the game as well, and I appreciate they lost against 10 men. But they are a side that already under Steve Clark have shown an awful lot more organisation. I thought he was a bit harsh done by when he had to leave his previous role, Steve Clark. I think he's a very good manager, and despite their awful away form, it's hard for me to, in any way, shape or form, want to back a Brighton side now, who, if you're looking for a win, you've got one win all the way back now. It's one win since August, isn't it? Mm. So for me, Reading, who have got reasons and I think quality to improve, will do so. Draw no bet Reading if you want to back it 6-4, but love the outright.
Norwich versus Millwall is the next game that we'll have a look at. Norwich are priced up at 6-10. It's 3-1 the draw, 9-2 the price for Millwall. Another tricky one here. Millwall, the team closest to the relegation zone. Norwich, the first team outside the top six, Pete.
Yeah, and a lot of that was based on a very good early season that then did drift away. And I was looking at Norwich's form, and actually it's kind of crept up on me a little bit. They've been good in the last five. Draw against Brighton, draw against Derby, of course, that they did really well to battle back into. Destroyed Huddersfield, beat Wigan. And, you know, that's the important things there. You know, I know there was the draw against Brighton. I appreciate that. And, you know, they went down to 10. They already, of course, were 3-3, but they didn't have a great day that day. But I just think that against good sides, they're maybe not brilliant. Against poor sides, I think they've been getting the job done. And I really thought Millwall would kick on last weekend. And as good as their away form is, I think Millwall are still in that bracket of poor sides. So Norwich is 6-10.
Sheffield Wednesday versus Blackpool. Wednesday are 8-13. The draw's 14-5. Blackpool are priced up at 9-2. Everything was looking a bit better for Blackpool until they got beat 6-1 by Bournemouth. Real kick in the teeth, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they're hard to recover from, especially when your confidence is already incredibly, incredibly low. Back-to-back losses as well, don't forget, for the Owls, though. Lost against Wolves and battered by Fulham. They had arrested that run of not really scoring a lot of goals as well, hadn't they? Two past Wigan, two past Blackburn. But, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, this season will be back in, week out against Blackpool. More trouble off the field today as well, if you want to look into that. Excuse me. But for me, I think Wednesday win the game. And it's as simple as saying that Wednesday at 8-13, even though it's hard to say that Wednesday 8-13 at any point are a wonderful bit of value, I think it's certainly a winning bet.
Yeah. My nap comes in that game, actually. We'll come on to that in a minute or two. Bournemouth versus Fulham. The final match that we'll have a look at. Bournemouth are priced up at 7-10, 3-2 on the draw, 7-2 the price for Fulham. Bournemouth, of course, top, scored more goals than any other team in the English Football League and Premier League, actually, taking on this Fulham team. You're never quite sure what you're going to get from week to week, Pete.
No, you don't. But what you are sure at the moment, week to week, you will get from Bournemouth is goals. They will score goals. It's as simple as that. Now, the race to three is 11-5, but, I mean, I looked at this game and I just wanted to go further than that, because I think it's well worth the punt. Bournemouth over 3.5 match goals is 11-2. Excuse me. It's 11-2. Now, that might sound huge, but when they've hit, you know, 11 in two of the last three games, if you combine them, 5 past Cardiff, 6 past Blackpool. Yeah, they got beat 3-1 by Liverpool, but as much as Liverpool have their problems at the moment, they're still a side that you know, are a very good team in comparison to Bournemouth, who, you know, are improving at top of the Championship, but it's a Premier League side. You know, but they're also this season, they've hit 8 past past Birmingham, and Fulham just don't still seem right to me at all. At home, in this game, I think for them to score over 3.5 goals at 11-2 is brilliant. Over 2.5 is 21-10 and brilliant. But, you know, Bournemouth on the outrights, yeah, 7-10 will do me nicely.
Yeah. Nap time then. If you want to hear Sam Ashu's nap, and he is, I think he's sailing away at the top of the table when I finally do the naps table, then make sure you download the League One and League Two version of this podcast from all the usual places. Pete, what are you going to go for?
Oh, so many good bets this weekend. So many good bets this weekend. I really like Brentford against Ipswich, as good as Ipswich are. excuse me, I'm a big, obviously, fan of Watford. And there's a lot of bets this weekend that I think are well worth your time. But I'm having Birmingham to beat Derby. They're 23-10 on the outrights. I'm going to be a bit of a coward because I've had a bit of a kicking recently. And I'm going to play the 6-4 draw no bet as my official nap. 6-4 draw no bet for Birmingham against Derby, who just seem to be faltering rather a little. And also, David Cottrell, like I said, 14-5 in the form he's in. For him to score and Birmingham to win is 11-2. Honestly, not a bad bet.
Yeah, nice. I said my nap was coming in the Sheffield Wednesday Blackpool game. I think there'll be goals in this game from whichever side. That's not a big shout, really. So I think it's time that that Stevie May started to score a few. I was tempted by the Stevie May to score and Sheffield Wednesday to win, but it's not that good a price, to be honest with you. It's only 7-4 when Wednesday are 8-13 to win the game. Not that confident. So I'm just going to go Stevie May to score at any time at 5-4. I think Wednesday could. Could get a few against Blackpool. As Pete said, their confidence is dented yet again. Pete, thanks for your time. Merry Christmas.
You as well, and to all of our listeners, a good night.
Indeed. We'll be back previewing the next set of games on the 27th, and then we'll alert you as to when the next podcast will be out after that. But we'll be here right over Christmas, so keep checking out audioboom.com. You can check out williamhill.com/podcast. Go and visit the72.co.uk, or the easiest thing to do at this time of year is to subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, and then we just deliver it to you. It'll just pop up on your phone, your tablet, or your PC, and you'll be like, oh, they've done another podcast. Brilliant. I'll listen to it. Cheers, Pete.
Cheers, man.
If you're having a bet on any of the markets this Boxing Day, then very best of luck.
Rest ye merry gentlemen, and other words as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.